San Diego County eliminates policy against illegal drug activity in taxpayer-funded housing. The San Diego County Board of Supervisors voted 4-0, with Supervisor Jim Desmond absent December 13, to eliminate its zero-tolerance policy against those engaging in illegal drug activity in taxpayer-funded housing. Doing so supports the county's vision of a just, sustainable, and resilient future for all, specifically those communities in San Diego County, that have been historically underserved by accepting applicants for housing, regardless of possible drug involvement, officials said. Removing the policy will not change the prohibition of drug use, prevent applicants from being screened, or limit actions against a tenant who has violated their lease or other requirements. Desmond was the only supervisor to vote against the action and voice concerns on the issue in previous meetings. According to his office, he was unavailable for the meeting and to provide comment to the Epoch Times. Previously, Desmond told the Epoch Times such an action would be detrimental to the safety of our neighborhoods. "I believe we need to help people get into treatment, not allow them to use more drugs," he said in an email on November 23. California has a homeless crisis, and the majority of the people on the street are using drugs and need a program to help. Allowing them to use drugs just continues the problem. County staff recommended supervisors eliminate the policy because, they said, it is out of compliance with state regulations, specifically that which states it is unlawful for a housing authority to discriminate against an applicant based on drug offenses and other criminal history.